Das hat er sich nicht mehr geschlagen, aber beim Yehudim ist er geschlagen, es darf mehr mal auf. Sagt der Mishnah, if someone says that he seduced a particular girl, he has to pay boishes and pegam based on his admission, but he doesn't pay the knas. If someone says that he stole, so based on that, on his admission, he'll pay the principal, but he does not pay the knas of kefil or abo v'chamisha. If someone says that his ox killed a yid or his ox killed another ox, he has to pay based on that admission. However, if he says that an ox killed someone's slave, which would be a knas, he does not pay that knas based on his admission. The general rule is, whenever someone pays more than what he damaged, he does not pay based on his own admission. Frankly, Mara, why didn't the Mishnah give the example of someone who admits to having raped a girl? Mara says the Mishnah means to say, surely in that case of the rape, we would believe him, and he'd have to pay for the boishes, the begam, etc. Why? Because over there, he's not saying that there's any fault on the girl's part. The Mishnah is saying that even a bigger kiddush, even if he says he seduced her, which means that she was a willing participant, still we believe him, and he has to pay boishes, the begam, even though his admission means that she was willingly mizana. The Mishnah, the Mara, does not agree with Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, the name of Rav Shimon of a Braisa, who said that when someone admits to having seduced a girl, he will not pay boishes or begam based on her admission because he's not believed to say that a girl was a willing participant in zinus. Papi Asabai, what if she's willing to accept the hit to her reputation and take the money? Is she allowed to do so? Where it says, since it may not be acceptable to her father, we would not accept his admission. And even if the father's okay with it, still we wouldn't allow it because we're afraid that maybe there's a family member who doesn't want the embarrassment from that reputation. The Mishnah said, "Ha'omer ganavti mishalem is akeren v'chulu." Zokting more, there's machlokes regarding the chati nezek that's paid by a tam. A papa says it's considered to be compensatory payment, the true mominus, because really he should be paying the entire damage, but the Torah had pity and said that since he wasn't warned, we're only going to make him pay half. Whereas Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, says it's a penalty payment, it's a knas, because really he should be paying nothing since he had no way of knowing that his ox would gore. But the Torah said he has to pay half as a knas. A Mishnah says the damaged party and the damager are both involved in the payment. Now, presumably this is discussing when it's chati nezek, and thereby suggests that it's a compensatory payment, because if it's a penalty, the damaged party should be getting nothing at all. So how can we say he's considered to be involved in the payment of only getting half? Mar says the Mishnah is referring to the halacha that the owner of the dead animal is responsible to sell it and bears any loss from further depreciation of the dead animal. That halacha is already taught earlier in the Mishnah. Mar said we need to be taught this in regard to a tam and also separately in regard to a mu'ud. We would think that a tam hasn't been warned, and that's why the damaged party has to deal with the dead animal. And a mu'ud, we would say, pays full. So maybe that's only in that case the damaged party has to deal with the dead animal. In fact, the Mishnah says the difference between a tam and a mu'ud is that a tam pays from the miguf, from the animal, the guf of the animal, and a mu'ud pays from mibesoy, from his own pocket. The Mishnah does not say that there's a difference that a tam would not pay based on his own admission. This suggests that chatzi nezek is mominus and it's not knas. Mar says it may be that the Mishnah left out that difference, but in taka it would be a difference. What my shayi the high shayer? Because it left out the fact that a tam does not pay kaifer when an ox killed a person, whereas a muid does. The Mar says that could be. It may be that kaifer is not called shayer left out because the Mishnah may follow Rabbi Yosef Glili, who says that a tam actually does pay half kaifer, and therefore that difference is included in the Mishnah statement. Our Mishnah says that someone who admits that his ox killed another ox will pay for the damage. Presumably this refers to a tam, and we see that the payment is considered compensatory. The Mishnah says, no, the Mishnah is referring to a mu'ud. That would mean that a tam would not pay based on his own admission. If so, instead the Mishnah is giving the example of the penalty when an ox kills a slave. Why not give the example of a tam? The Mishnah says the Mishnah only wanted to deal with cases of mu'ud. Our Mishnah says the general rule is that when someone pays more than what he damaged, he doesn't pay on his own admission. This suggests that someone pays less than what he damaged, chatzi nezek, he would pay on his own admission. This proves the chatzi nezek is mominus, not knas. Mar says the inference of the Mishnah should be that if someone pays exactly for what he damaged, he does have to pay on his own admission. In fact, if so, the Mishnah should say that the general rule is that someone pays exactly for what he damaged, based on his own admission, which would more clearly mean that if someone pays more or less, does not. Mar says, and Echanami, this is tayufta to the view that chatzi nezek is a knas. The Mar paskins, however, the chatzi nezek is actually a knas. We just said tuyufta to that view. How can we pass on like it now? The Mara says the tuyufta is based on the verbiage of the Mishnah, but that verbiage is actually not a total refutation. Why? Because the Mishnah did not want to list a rule which suggests that all chatzi nezek is penalty, because there's a form of chatzi nezek which is definitely mominish, which is what? Which is the chatzi nezek of tsroiris, because that's a halakha of Mishnah, it's considered to be mominish. The Mara says now that we pass on the chatzi nezek is knas, if a dog eats a sheep or a cat eats a large chicken, these are unusual occurrences and therefore they'd only be subject to chatzi nezek, this payment can't be collected collected in Bavel where penalties can't be collected. However, if the damaged party grabs an asset from the damager, we do not make him return it. Also, if the damaged party asks for a court date in Eretz Yisrael and the damager refused to go, we would put that damager into Cher. The Gemara says that in either case, we put the damager in Chayim until he gets rid of the damaging animal from this dangerous thing in his house, based on the statement of Rav Nosson, who says, who learns from the pasuk of "Lo yisasim domei b'veisecha," that you're not allowed to keep a vicious dog or a rickety ladder, meaning any dangerous item, in your house. Had malach perek elu narois.